will ensure that political parties are tolerant of each other. We do not want a situation where parties will converge, you know, to one place, so they're engaging in political campaigning or rallies, as the case may be. In that light, we will be looking forward to receiving the schedule of each political party so that there's no conflict in any of the campaign activity. We want civility, really, to characterize the electoral activity.
Mr. Chairman, you mentioned that the political campaigning is beginning today when political parties have not nominated their presidential candidates. Is that possible that the campaigning should begin when candidates have not been nominated?
Yes, the nomination will be on the 20th of this month. It will begin and runs up to around the 15th of August. But as I said, in fact, parties have been campaigning already. We have been bombarded with a series of questions as to, you know, why parties are already campaigning in the absence of campaign being declared as such. People are putting billboards up because suddenly there are certain personalities who believe that their parties will carry them, and come what may, they are known to be a candidate in the months to come. So we don't think that there will be anything wrong with them officially now doing those things that they, some of them have been doing behind the scenes.
Mr. Chairman, you have a referendum coming up in August, and one of the key amendments that is going to be considered is the residency for anyone running for president. As political campaign begins, what happens if that particular amendment is defeated?
Well, we apply the rules as they obtain. So we don't want to preempt what will happen come August 23rd, but whatever will happen will dictate the course of action to be pursued consistent with our own policy and guidelines.
I guess what I'm saying is that if that amendment is defeated, then the president of Liberia will not be qualified to seek re-election.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think, as I said, let's wait, because I don't want to say anything that will be seen as preempting whatever the outcome will be like, because anything that will suggest determining what the outcome will be like, prejudicing the process may not be too helpful.